So the Fox on the Fairway is, in fact, guaranteed to warm us up.
It is a farce comedy in the tradition of farce comedies, where everything that can go wrong does go wrong. There are people running in and out of doors. The premise of the show is based on a bet, and usually sporting events were the historical origin of farce comedies and, you know, sex comedies and other things, but a bet on a sporting event. And this is Quail Valley Country Club Intramural Club Championship against Crouching Squirrel Golf and Racquet Club. So right away you got comedy in the names of the two golf clubs. But you got the two directors of the clubs who make a bet on this game. And for the first time in 5 years, Chuck Wilkins' character, Henry Bingham, thinks he's going to win this because he's lost 5 years in a row. He's got the perfect player. And as they make the bet, they shake hands on it. And he comes to find out that the other director of the club, played by Al Knutson, has stolen his star player away from him. So now he's going to not only lose $100,000, but he's just basically bet his wife's antique shop in the process.
Oh, good.
And his wife's going to kill him. So he's got to try to figure out how to win this tournament. And two of the employees at the club, a brand new guy he just hired, played by Jesse Waddle, and a waitress at the club, played by Rachel Janikin, are engaged, and he finds out that Jesse's character is a scratch golfer, an incredible golfer. So they start, and everything's going great. He's just proposed to Rachel's character and given her his grandmother's diamond ring. Well, of course, in farce comedy, Rachel's character accidentally flushes it down the toilet. And bad things happen. Jesse's character falls to pieces. He loses 8 strokes on one hole to get the match even again. So they try to get the couple back together so that Jesse's character can go win the match, and thrown into that are ex-wives and all sorts of craziness. So it is a fun comedy about summer. There's a whole lot of philosophy, too, about the nature of golf and that it was, you know, created by the Egyptians with these sticks covered in goat skin. And one of the lines is, and the caddies were drunken little Irish people. And, you know, the Scottish people did this. It's just a funny, funny show.
Well, congratulations to you. I've always thought it was harder to direct a funny show.
It is harder. I mean, a farce comedy especially, it's like this, the playwright describes it as a Chinese puzzle box that at the end of the show, when all the pieces fall into place and it's done at a breakneck pace, that you're kind of holding your breath going, is it going to work? Is it going to work? Is it going to work? There's a catharsis of comedy, he calls it. And I think that's true. I think you just laugh so much because it's an amazing ride, like being on a roller coaster.
You say this is a new play, or is it new to you?
It's a new play. It's been out for a couple years. Ken Ludwig's written several shows. We've done Lend Me a Tenor. It's written by Ken Ludwig. We did that about 10, 15 years ago. But this is the newest one that he's just come out with, and it's been in professional theater the last couple of years, and we just got the rights to it.
And there's an intimation that it harkens back to classic Marx Brothers comedy.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, there is slapstick comedy at one point when the club director and the ex-wife of the other club director who want to get, you know, she wants vengeance. He says, I don't understand. Can you give me a golf ball lesson? He goes, sure. And they've had a little bit to drink. So he goes, lay down. And he puts a golf ball. He goes, pucker up. And puts a golf ball on her mouth and gets
driver
out.
No.
And then he starts, he goes, wait a minute, I do this better blindfolded.
No.
And so it's that kind of comedy. It is just crazy comedy throughout it. And timing is a critical essence in making sure that we've spent, you know, hours working on, as you walk through this door, this person walks in this door. And there's like this revolving door that constantly goes with people just missing each other and then walking in on the most bizarre situation.
Okay, now you said just missing each other.
Uh-huh.
Have there been any pre-production injuries in near missing?
No, we haven't yet, although there is a lot of banging golf clubs against things. We have some vases that get broken. We have, you know, there are lots of bottles of champagne around the set, and I've been making the actors drink the sparkling grape juice, and they're trying their best. They have to down these bottles of things as they pretend to get, you know, drunk on stage. so they can do some of these other scenes. And it's just outrageous, some of the funny stuff that the playwright's given us as a starting point, and then what we can come out of that, you go, oh my God, that's really strange.
Tell me how we know your leads, Chuck Wilkins and Al Knudsen.
Al's done a whole lot of plays for us. He, probably The Foreigner, you would remember Al from. He played The Foreigner. He's done many, many shows. He's a great comic actor. And Chuck Wilkins also. Chuck Wilkins did Duck Hunter Shoots Angel last year, played a redneck, you know, Alabama duck hunter who thought he shot an angel. We also have Victoria Parrish, who's been in a lot of comedies. All of them are really talented musical performers. Victoria was just in Les Mis. Gina Carnes has done a couple of things for us, and she hasn't been on stage with us in a main stage show in a couple of years, but she did Rumors, which was a farce comedy. Jesse Waddle's brand new, and Rachel Janikin's pretty new. They've each done one show for us in the past season.
Well, how do you know, when do you know that it's gonna click?
When we do a read-through, and it's kind of like the first time the actors really get to experience the play as a group together. You know, up until that point, they've been auditioning for a play and reading a specific part and focused in. And I always tell them, enjoy this read-through. And we read the stage directions because usually the actors stop reading that after about the second rehearsal. And that's where it gets you a lot of the, you know, the funny stuff that happens between the lines. When they fall out of their chairs because they're laughing so hard, it's kind of like, remember this, because now we're going to work on it for about 6 weeks, and we have to keep creating even more comedy out of this. But that genuine laughter that you get from the read-through, it's like the audience has the first time. You know, they're enjoying it as an audience. And that's when I know, you know, this is really funny. And there are some moments where I think, I know this is funny, I just can't figure out how to make it funny until you work it. And then suddenly it's like the light bulb goes off and you go, of course, this is why you're doing this. And then everybody goes, oh, duh. And then it's perfectly clear. But, you know, until that point you're going, why doesn't the joke work? How do you make the joke work? Oh, there's how the joke works.
That sounds like a lot of fun, that work through. And what a nice idea to start off with the laugh and then find the laugh again.
Yeah, and that truly is. We did a new bit of business last night, and, you know, it didn't have as much fun in it. It didn't have the effect I wanted to it, and I said, okay, let's try this. And then they did it, and all the other characters basically fell apart laughing, and they said, okay, we got to do this again so I can get used to you doing that so I won't break up every time you do that. And it is. It's rediscovering it, trying to make it fresh and new every single time, and the characters respond to it.
Sounds like fun. What's the runtime?
It's a little under 2 hours. It's about 45 minutes for each of the acts, plus an intermission.
And how does this fit in your wonderful 50th anniversary season?
We've done some classic plays that we've done before with Godspell and To Kill a Mockingbird and Steel Magnolias. And then we wanted a couple of new plays. And Fox on the Fairway is a brand new play for us. And Young Frankenstein at the end of the year is a new play for us. But Fox on the Fairway is a classic farce. So it's kind of like, okay, you got the classic nature of a farce and you have a brand new play.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I know it'll be a big hit, and we look forward to seeing it.
And the attire, the golf attire, is truly outrageous.
I bet it's awful.
Yes, it is. We've been searching for it. So everything from the golf sweaters and pants to the script should make an audience just have a great time.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thanks.